Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 21st of January. Starting off with Bahamas Petroleum, where it looks as though there's been a decent falling wedge breakout, also a breakout through the 200-day moving average at 2.33 pence, and end-of-day close above the 200-day line, and that broken November resistance line should be enough to get the shares or start a journey for the shares back to retest November resistance through 3.5 pence. We've got that resistance line projection from back in July last year up to 4 pence as a target, hopefully by the end of next month. Cobra is next, and covered this rather sheepishly before, but think around the 50-day moving average breakout that we had. Nice follow through, rather slow, I suppose, but nice follow through that we've had since then. And at least while we're above the initial January resistance around 3.2 pence on an end of day close basis, we've got the possibility of a target here up towards 5 pence, which is a line of resistance from back at the end of 2018. And that should be seen by the end of next month at the latest, given the way things are going at the moment. Most, I think, all the near-term moving averages currently rising for Cobra at the moment. At this stage, only really back below the floor of the recent flag around 2.6 pence would delay the upside scenario, and ideally there's no break back below today's 2.9 pence intraday low. But the shares should just keep on moving after that initial January resistance line breakout. Next situation is a stock which was requested yesterday before the latest news from the Russia-focused Palladium Group, Eurasia Mining. The view, on a technical basis at least, is that for much of January we've been bumping along the bottom, i.e. support of buyers coming in just below the 30 pence level. That's also a line of support from September. And really, while we're above that support line at 28.5 pence intraday, we can regard this as being a bullish setup. Best case scenario at this stage, a move towards the top of the September rising trend channel at 50 pence, hopefully by the end of next month, and obviously M&A activity permitting. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you'd wait for an end of day close back above either the 50-day moving average at 33 pence, or the intraday resistance of January to date at 36 pence. But it looks like the 50-day line, if we clear that, that would be enough to get this situation moving. Another requested stock is Fast Forward. Here you can see that shares in a consolidation here, I suppose, between the 50-day line at 200-day moving average at 8 pence, and the line of resistance from September around 9.5 pence. A break of 9.5 pence on an end of day or a weekly close basis should or could be enough to get Fast Forward up towards the top of the rising trend channel from the end of September at 14 pence on the time frame on that, over the 6 to 8 weeks after any break of 9.5 pence on the shares. And ideally, there's no sustained price action back below 8 pence for that stock. If we're looking at Eurasia, difficult not to look at Greatland Gold. And here, a bit of a shakeout earlier this week, or in fact yesterday. We've got an uptrend line there, the floor of the rising trend channel there from August around the 26 to 27 pence area. So we'll call it 27 pence. While we're above 27 pence on an end of day close basis, we're still in a rising trend channel from August, and the target there as high as 40 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. The momentum trigger for cautious traders would be an end of day close back above the 50-day moving average at 30 pence. So just quite close to that at the moment, but need a little bit more momentum there. The stock of the day, perhaps, in terms of technical excitement, is Iron Ridge Resources. The reason for saying that is we've got one of the preferred technical indicators or charting indicators here, the gap through resistance. And we had that to start the week. We've held the gap and also the old January resistance at 16 pence. And while we're above that, looking towards the top of a rising trend channel on the daily chart from back in March last year at 30 pence, and the time frame on that as soon as the end of next month. So that could be a potential multi-bagger situation. Stock, which has divided bulls and bears quite heavily in the recent past, is IQE, but as we know, we're in a rampant bull market, so you've got to be pretty special not to go up and stay up. In this case, IQE in a rising trend channel from February last year, and while we are above, in fact, the break above the initial January resistance at 82 pence suggests that while we're above that particular level, we could hit the top of last year's trend channel as high as £1.20 by the end of next month, while the 80 pence area is held. So looking pretty encouraging there at IQE. Stock which has spiked up quite well over the last 24 hours is Location Sciences. Nice close yesterday above the 200-day moving average at 0.48, and while we're above yesterday's intraday high at 0.58, we're looking towards an August resistance line projection, promising a target as high as 0.9 or 0.95 over the next 2 to 4 weeks. And the way the things are going at the moment, it could be rather quicker than that. Stock which has given us dozens, it feels, of false dawns over the recent past, very messy chart, is Pathfinder Minerals. But we've got another chance for the bulls here, breaking the initial January resistance at 0.54 pence. And while we're above that, then looking towards, once again, towards the top of the range, post-August range at 0.9 pence. If you're cautious on the stock, which one or two people might justifiably be, you'd wait for an end-of-day close above the 200-day moving average at 0.6 pence over the course of the rest of this week or going into next week. Stock which illustrates who is an insider on the stock market and who isn't, and who's part of the in crowd and who isn't, is Ridgecrest. Here you can see that we had that key reversal to the upside that I tweeted about yesterday after the placing at 0.6 pence, so the shares never went below that placing price. The view now is that at least while we're above yesterday's intraday peak at 1.7 pence on an end of day close basis, the upside here could be as high as that resistance line projection from earlier in the month, currently promising a 3 pence target on a technical basis. So above 1.7, hopefully up towards 3 pence, although granted, there isn't much charting history to go on there. It's a pretty creative process. Less creative, I suppose, is remote monitored systems. Here we're just nudging a line of resistance from November. That's around the 2.9 pence area. So end of day close above that could finally unleash a reasonable push to the upside towards the 5 or 6 pence area. Stop loss at the moment for near-term traders, the 50-day moving average at 2.3 pence. So that's the trading, those are the trading levels, 2.3, 2.9, and then hopefully up to 5 or 6 pence for remote monitored. Finishing off with Stobart Group, or Stobart. Here you can see that we've got this handle formation which has been developing over the last couple of weeks, just either side of the 200-day moving average at 31 pence. While there's no end-of-day close back below the 200-day line, we're looking towards an August resistance line projection as high as 50 pence and hopefully as soon as the end of next month. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.